What's up, you guys?
Hey.
In today's podcast, we talked about
Kylie Jenner causing global warming.
How I learned how to eat pussy on YouTube.
And I gave a call to my ex. Did she pick up? You'll just have to see at the end of the video.
Tune in.
Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Do you want to start using like handles or just? No, I just still just put like none like Trey in there. Your screenshot recently.
All right, that's about it.
Yo, what's good, everybody? I'm Trey.
It's your boy Million.
And you have now tuned in to listening to Millions. I suck at making M's with my hands.
And listen, y'all, this is deeper than a podcast. I need y'all. I want y'all to come sit down with us. Trey, how in the hell are you doing today, my guy?
I'm doing good today, bro. I just wish, like, I feel like if I was from California, I could do I can't do the West Side thing with my
hand. You can't put your fingers like this?
Not on my left hand. I got to do it like
doing that.
Like on this hand, I can't.
You can't move your fingers.
I can't move my finger on my left hand. Bro.
You ain't like that,
bro. Nigga. I'm like that for real.
You ain't like that for real.
I got a resume, nigga.
I got the full motion. I be in there like this, nigga. I wonder if that would feel bad. Like,
that's probably that would feel bad. Nah, that should probably feel crazy though. It's like
crazy good or crazy bad?
Crazy good.
For real?
Yeah, that should
just doing this inside of a vagina?
Not all that, but I'm just saying like if it's linked up, you probably got them. I don't know.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. Cause when I was, man, when I first got, I didn't want to even get into this, but damn, since we're here, when I first started having sex with my ex, like I didn't know how to do it, bro. Like,
you know how to finger nobody?
No, I didn't even know how to, bro. I'm telling you, she was my first everything. First, well, except kiss. Aside from that, she was damn near my first everything, bro. So I'm damn near fingering her. I look up on Pornhub how to finger somebody. And this nigga said, bring out a pillow. And what you're going to do is lay your hand on top of her stomach. You're going to put your fingers like this. And you're just going to do this. And so I'm just like, and I'm trying to be all, you know, I guess sexual, you know, sexually appealing to her a little bit more. So what I do is I go and grab some goddamn gloves. I'm like, baby, I'm about to make you come today. Like, I'm about to make you come. So I got gloves, acting like I was a doctor and shit like that. I'm about to go and give you a little checkup. And so I put the pillow down and I got some lube also. So I'm just doing this. And I know I'm hurting her. Like, bro, I just imagine that. And I can't imagine like doing that and like it feeling good. She was acting, of course, you know, she wasn't going to hurt my feelings. Like I went above and beyond trying to do this to please her. But I know deep down inside that shit did not feel good whatsoever, bro.
The whole time you was telling that story, I only had two thoughts in my head, bro. The first thought was, I was like, damn, this nigga Million is a nasty nigga. That's the first thing. Because I'm like, this nigga put on gloves. This nigga Million is a, sick individual.
I felt like that nigga. I had to play the role, my nigga. I had to play the role. Oh. You've never done that? Like, what do they call it? It's when you acting in bed.
Yeah, I've role played before. It's never been that crazy. What was my second thought, though? You're smarter than me, though.
How?
Because I tried to learn how to figure bitches off YouTube.
YouTube?
Yeah, I went on YouTube.
That's crazy as hell.
I said, I learned how to do everything I know how to do off YouTube. I literally watched a video on how to eat pussy on YouTube.
What?
And on God. It was this lesbian bitch. And she said, this was wrong with y'all niggas. Now y'all niggas don't know how to do shit. I wish if I could find that video, I'm going to put the screenshot right in between us. But I swear to God, that's how I learned how to eat pussy. I've been watching that lesbian on fucking YouTube. Damn. And that's how I learned how to figure too. It was a doctor on YouTube.
But they taught you how to do it though?
Not really. It was just tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks. That's about it.
That's about it.
But see, I say Pornhub was a little bit worse because I could see if it was like a black guy that be having all the hoes coming. It was some random ass nigga, and he just looked like he just got done doing coke. Like, I ain't gonna lie, chapped ass lips, and it was a white guy. And this man was like, yeah, bro, I'm telling you, this nigga had nipple piercings and everything. I'm telling you, bro, this is how you do it. This is how you do it. He kept on saying there was something up here where the woman's stomach is that you push on. and it's like their little G spot.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, I wonder if that's true. I should have looked up like anatomy first before I did some stupid shit. Like,
young guys, look at me. I'm talking to you. You young guys out there, look at me. I'm talking to you. Yes, you with the chip bag in your hand and drinking a soda. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't learn that shit off YouTube.
Dude.
You can't learn that shit off Google, and you can't learn that shit off Pornhub. You can watch for tips and tricks, but you're going to have to go out there and experience that shit safely.
That's what I was going to say. Like, on some real shit, the best way to learn is just through experience.
Feel work.
Exactly. Just feel it through. Like, okay, like, hold on. I'm trying this new thing with my tongue. Hey, she looked like she going crazy.
Yeah.
Or damn, she ain't making no noise at all.
Can't do nothing about that. Like, LeBron ain't get good at basketball from watching film. Yes, watching film helped.
Yes.
It helped.
But practicing more.
Practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right. You right, brother. Right, bro.
But how are you doing today, Million? This nigga thought I was gonna forget. How are you doing today, nigga? Yeah,
appreciate it. I've been better. Since we're on this sensitive ass subject, as of recently, I had like I knocked some doonies down. I want to say
okay,
but like it was. It's been a minute since I've had sex though, because everybody left for school and left
for the crib.
Left to the crib for summer and shit like that. And it's been a minute since I've had sex. I have been stacking up on porn. I ain't gonna lie. I've been going crazy with that shit. Every morning, I damn near watch it. But I started realizing that shit really fucks with people's heads, bro.
With porn?
Yeah.
Yeah. It makes... So the only reason why I had stopped watching it, because you was there, nigga. I was sad. I was like, bro, I'm trying anything. Right. I was trying anything to just get out of bad mood, bro. So I was like, I wasn't watching no porn. I was working out like 2 times a day. I still work out. It still helps. Right. But like, I had realized like that porn was a major hindrance in my, I don't want to say my mental health, but it clouded my judgment. Because it made me think like horny shit at no period. Like for like no reason. Like I'd be at work. And the guy did well. This situation was probably different though. But is this lady at my job, right? And you know, I was working out the corporate office last week. I'm not gonna say where, but I was working out the corporate office last week, and I had walked in, right? And you know, I've been filling out my shirts a little bit more. You know, we've been in the gym and shit, so I really been, you know what I'm saying? My larges don't really fit like larges no more. So I walk in, and then the lady's like, "Oh, good morning, John. You look so handsome. You got a haircut today?" I was like, "Thank you, Miss Pushing P."
Mm-hmm.
And so Miss Pushing P, she's like, "It's my first time ever in this office." Miss Pushing P comes, she directs me to my chair. It's like, you know, lets me sit down or whatever. And then she rubs my chest and says, "You look like you've been in the gym." Mm. And the only thing I could think of is, oh, I've seen this part before.
No cap.
And I was like, wow, like porn has really conditioned us to think like sickly. Because in all actuality, like after I sat down, I thought, and I texted a person about it. She was like, "You know that sexual harassment, right?" I was like, "Yeah, but guys, like we said in earlier pods, where guys really like we never see it as that. We'd be like, oh shit, it just happened. It is what it is."
Right. And it may even boost somebody's confidence also.
But yeah, and you know, I felt like, you know, like
yeah,
but right. At the end of the day, it is, you gotta call a spade a spade.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So I was saying, like, with that, I've been watching crazy porn. And it's not that I've been, you know,
getting into the BBWs. Porn. Oh, my bad.
No, nigga. It's not that. It's not that I've been, you know, into it enough to where, like, every situation is porn. It's just that, like, my mind at this point is like, damn, I just had sex earlier this day, so I don't need it no more.
Yeah.
So when I got around her, nigga, I'm like chilling. Like, I ain't gonna cap, nigga. Like, that whole day, I picked her up and everything like that. I'm fucking chilling. I did not think about sex throughout that whole entire day because I've already knocked it out before I left the house.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm driving her back to the crib and she's saying a little sneaky shit and I'm saying a little sneaky shit back. But this whole time, I'm not even thinking about sex because I've already done it in my mind. So when it gets down to it, I get into her crib, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm about to fuck. Bruh, that shit was not working. Like, that shit was not working, bruh. That's just been fucking with me all day.
Yeah.
So, like, we laying down, and, like, whenever I'm not in a horny mood or anything like that, like, I just postpone the sex. Because I know that they want it, but I postpone that motherfucker. So we watching a movie, we watch a scary movie. And typically what I do is I don't typically watch scary movies when I'm with a woman that I'm really trying to have sex with.
Yeah.
Because it's like, scary movies are too intriguing, you know?
Yeah.
You'll fuck around and watch the scary movie at the beginning, and you're going to watch that shit all the way through the end. I like to find movies that's kind of boring, but kind of interesting at first, so it doesn't look like it's obvious. But then afterwards, you'd be like, damn, these niggas is kind of, this shit is kind of boring. So that's the type of movies I go for. Usually, but I wasn't in the mood, so I went with a scary movie. We watched that all the way through. She's doing little hints again, and I'm like, well, let's watch this TV show. And so this whole time, my nigga's just not working for me, bro.
Nah.
And so it's like, fuck. It finally got to the point to where we laid down together. And I'm like, damn, I really should bounce. But it's like, fuck it. It is what it is. Like, it's too late. I know she's going to be feeling the type of way if I leave. So I lay down with her. And she's just putting her ass up against me all night. And I'm just like, ah, fuck. I feel so bad because if I act like, you know, I don't want to do it, she might feel the type of way. So I'm like, fuck it. I just start thinking about shit. And all I could think about is porn. And I was like, fuck, I hate that I have to think like that. So it got hard for a little bit. I went in there. It went soft because I wasn't horny that whole entire time.
That's when you just get a spit start, bro.
It's not even that, bro. She's wet as hell. But I just could not stay hard because, one, I haven't been getting a lot of rest lately.
Okay.
And two, it's the porn in the morning. You know,
it's
the porn in the morning.
It was probably only one time, and I really regret this, bro. I just couldn't, and I tried this girl. Like, we tried like four times. I just could not get it up for this girl, bro.
Yeah.
And I think it was a sign. I think it was because I had hit her one time, bro, and she was like, "Man, that's the best I ever had."
Mm-hmm.
And then I was scared that I'd never be able to live up to those expectations again.
And you know what sucks? And you know what sucks, ladies. Like, on some real shit. Once you act like you're not in it anymore, that fucks with our head even more. It is not going to get up anymore, bro. Yeah. It's not going to get
she
up
said,
anymore.
Because she was like, I think I was a freshman in college. I was a freshman. And me and this girl, like, we were dating for like, I want to say, because it was like on some shit where we was dating for like 2 or 3 months. Mm-hmm. And like, she was a very good girl, right?
Yeah.
But she was like, she was trying to wait for marriage, this, that, and the third. But what had pissed me off was she had said she had 8 bodies. So I was like, damn, so I'm the nigga you wait for marriage with. So eventually, like, one night we had both got drunk as hell. And then we had did it. And that shit was amazing. Mm-hmm. But after that, I was like, bro, I can't do it again, bro. Like, this girl is, like, crazy.
I feel it.
Like, not crazy, like, good, but, like, crazy in the head.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. And then she was, like, doing shit, like, popping up in my room. I remember one time I had took another girl out on a Valentine's Day. The same girl that texted me, I hate you.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was in the room with her on Valentine's Day, and she called me while I was in the room with her telling me about how much she wanted me. But I just couldn't go back, bro, because I was scared, bro. And I had tried. Like I said, we did it once, and 3 other times my shit just would not get up.
Yeah.
And I was just doing everything that you did, bro. Like, let's watch the movie, bro. Like, yeah. Because I was scared of her, bro.
Yeah.
It'd be like, hey. Let us know in the comments about the time you couldn't get it up. We've all been there.
Hey, we really have, bro. What did you do to get it up? Or did you just say fuck it?
I said fuck it too.
I ain't gonna keep on trying.
I ain't gonna count.
I did have this one time though, and this is back when I was hurt million. I feel like I'm more of a healed person, but
no, I'm still hurt. I ain't gonna count.
I know, because you recently went through it. But me, when I first was going through it and I couldn't get up, bruh. I told this girl, I blamed it on her. But the way I said it was so fucked up. She was really insecure about her body, right?
Yeah.
So, like, she had stretch marks on her ass and everything. And I love stretch marks. Mind you, I'm a big component of that. Like, I really fucking love that shit.
Nigga, proponent.
Proponent. I'm sorry. I'm a big proponent of that shit right there. But, so, she turns around and she's just like, oh no, don't look at my ass. I know I'm kind of ugly. And mind you, I don't fuck ugly women. She's cute as fuck. And I will say, if she's ugly, I have fucked a BBW in the past.
We forgot to tell y'all. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe on these videos. We are sitting here being vulnerable. We told you we can't get our things up one time. We telling you about women that we've experienced. Like, y'all really need to like, comment. That's all you can do, bro. We make y'all laugh.
Mom can't watch this either. Mom, don't watch this one either, because I don't want you looking at me.
Mama, you going to be so...
I'm saying...
No, I ain't going to cap. I think my mom know I'm going to hold up.
Hey, man. Say, man.
Because I remember... Because I remember... Make sure... Please don't forget your story. I don't mean to cut you off.
Nigga.
All right. But, no, I'm, okay. You finish your story, and I'll tell you.
So I flip her over, and she's just like, damn, like, My stretch marks are so ugly and stuff like that. And she was one of the best looking women I've ever had sex with before. But I just could not get hard, because sometimes when you get up, you know, that long duration of time that it takes to, like, you know, get situated, sometimes you could go down, you could think of something else, and your dick could go soft again. So, like, my dick went soft. And again, I was hurt million at the time. And she was like, oh, what's wrong? And I was like, honestly, it's your insecurities.
This nigga's sick. Oh my God.
I said, you and this, don't put it in me or don't look at me, it's turning me off. And, bro, I went to sleep right next to her afterwards, bro. Turned my back. She could have killed me that night, nigga. And you know what? I understand if she did. I would understand if she did, bro. That was her million. Fellas, I do not recommend you do no shit like that, bro.
This nigga's sick in the fucking head.
Don't do that shit. I'm telling you, hurt people for real. But go ahead with yours.
I was just saying, I think my mom know I'm a hoe. This nigga's sick as fuck. All right. I think my mom knows I'm a hoe because she asked me, like, do you smoke? I was like, nah. She's like, do you drink? I was like, nah. Mm. So I was like, what do you do? I'll be chilling. She said, oh my God, you're a hoe.
Yeah, that's about right.
She said, oh my God,
that's
you're a hoe.
That's about right. Well, you don't have anything else that you do like that. That's where you
go. That's where it goes.
Because everybody has advice, you know?
Yeah,
everybody
but that, I just be, I'd be chilling for real now.
Yeah.
That's just because I'm hurt. Maybe one day.
Yeah, you
nah.
You just don't be like me. And hurt just don't hurt people, bro. Karma always comes back to you. So, shit. So, this whole entire thing, apart from how are you doing? I meant to say I've been feeling kind of iffy because, like, you know, I was like, damn, I'm usually a don in the bed, from what I think. I don't know if that's true or not, ladies. You let me know.
Leave a comment. Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the comments.
Hey, I think that I am, but that time, man, it just been fucking with my confidence. So I got to make up for it. I'm about to make up after this, and I'm about to go crazy. Hopefully.
We'll see.
Maybe I should get a nice rest before we get that going.
Update in the comments.
Update in the comments. Update in the comments. All right. So what we got planned for today, man? What's our current topic?
All right. So I'm trying to think. Kylie Jenner, right?
Yeah.
She's facing a little bit of flack because her and, you know, Travis Scott, who's one of my favorite rappers, even after the whole Astroworld shit. I mean, like, you know, shit is your fault, but niggas be raging at his shit all the time. We talked about it before, though. They both have private jets. Mm-hmm. And then she said, she posted a post where Travis Scott was kissing her, and it was like, mine or yours, baby, or whatever the caption said. Mm-hmm. And then the whole comment section was going crazy on her, and Twitter is all in an uproar because they said, oh my God, you're a climate criminal. How could both of you be taking flights? They take flights 12 minutes away, this, that, and the third. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who gives a fuck? Mm. Like, really, like, she's a billionaire.
Right.
He's a multimillionaire. This, like, Travis Scott literally has pairs of shoes that are the color of shit that sell for thousands of dollars. Like, if you've earned a fucking private jet and you want to take your private jet 12 minutes away to the next county, fuck it.
And look. I agree with you. Like, I completely agree with you. I'm a big proponent of shit. Do whatever the hell you want with your money. it's yours, you know? Like, if you worked that your ass off for it, you deserve it. But here's, like, the devil's advocate part that I got to play, because what's the fun in, you know, having two niggas agree on just the same thing? Nigga, that's how issues start in the world, nigga. Like, when you start saying, fuck it, you get the money, you earned it, so fuck everybody else.
But
climate change, that's the issue, nigga.
But, okay, I feel like, first of all, climate change is hella natural. The world changes. At one point in time, every single country and continent on this planet was connected, and then it split. Mm-hmm. The world is not going to stay the same. Mm-hmm. Yes, we can do our due diligence to ensure that the earth stays intact longer. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, when this motherfucker is ready to blow up, it's just going to blow the fuck up. So do whatever the fuck you want to do that makes you happy. I am sorry I'm cussing so much, but I'm passionate about it.
But it's like, but at the same time, it's like, dang, you might be speeding up the process. This is where selfishness starts to get into it. Like that, like the whole capitalist mindset of, you know what, I work for this and I get to do this with all my money. But you have to realize you affect other people too, bro. You know, like they're affecting other people. You're affecting generations with that one jet flight that you took for 12 minutes. I heard that. When I read that, I said, damn, 12 minutes? You couldn't drive that? That would have been, what, 32 minutes, bro?
Nah, bro, because you got to think about it, bro. What, a two-hour flight is like an 18-hour drive. So if we, like, you know, do the math, it was probably like a 45-minute, 50-minute drive.
You can't drive that?
Shit. Too soon.
What?
Nah, I can't even
we've never been those type of guys.
I can't say But the person who I was about to say about, we got too much respect for everybody we pull with.
No, you ain't everybody follow us. It better not. Go ahead. We ain't scared of shit. Come on, finish it up.
I can't say it, bro. It's too soon, bro. It just happened.
How long?
Like 2 years ago.
That ain't just, nigga. I know what he's talking about. That ain't just, nigga. Hey, I've heard jokes on his ass recently.
Okay, I'm just saying, bro. If Kobe can take a flight for 5 minutes, I think a 12-minute jet flight is okay. RP Kobe, he fucked that pilot. But I'm just saying.
I feel it. It's just, at the same time, though, it's like, damn, like.
Nigga wasn't mad at Kobe for being in the helicopter. They was mad at the damn pilot for not lifting the bitch up.
Mm. You right. And that's just life, though. You know, we pick and choose who we pick and choose our battles based on who we fuck with.
Yeah.
But it's still like, damn, bro. When are we gonna actually stop fucking over our future generations, bro?
Never. Like, never. Think about it. Name one time. The generations before us said, oh, damn, we got to save the planet for these niggas. Like, what? Like, they had coal factories eluting pollution into the air, nuclear factories. Like, radiation is killing Japan. Like, it's literally never been a point in time where the current people in the now are thinking about the people in the future. Am I saying that that's how life should be? Yes and no. Because at the end of the day, I feel like everyone's number one priority should be survival to the next day.
Okay.
And then we think about, but I also think that if you think about your own survival in the next day and take care of everything around you, then the future will be set up for success. Mm-hmm. But do I give a fuck that Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott took a 12-minute jet flight? No, because I want to be able to take 12-minute jet flights.
Right. I feel it. And that's why I said I agree with you, my brother. I definitely agree with you. I definitely agree with you.
Things of that nature. It's
just
things,
like,
of that nature.
Things of that nature. But it's just like, you know, I still gotta just play. Because honestly, on some real shit, though, like, billionaires get away with a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
And we got to start. I think I seen somebody. It was a comment. It said, when we eat the billionaires, finally, we're going after Kylie first. And it's like, it's like, bro, honestly, bro, the only reason why they're saying that is not because, you know, the billionaires are good people. It's not like we're just going to eat billionaires first for no reason. It's because they start doing shit when they get up there that stops helping others. And that's how they feel, you know? And we got to start becoming to the point to where, well, start coming to the point to where it's like, you know, I, even though I'm up, I need to start thinking about people below me.
And, but.
And when you was talking about, speaking of, when you was talking about the previous generations didn't do shit for this generation, for real. Honestly, I would disagree. Almost everything we have now.
I guess I said that out of context. I meant when it came to the environment. Like, when, it came to the environment. When it comes to the environment, I'm not going to sit here and say, like, you know what I'm saying? Especially when it comes to things like the civil rights movement, although we disagree on how it went about, it came about and we were able to move on due to the things that the people before us were able to do, when it, even down to slavery, when slaves were running away. Like, everything that our ancestors have done, yes, they have been, they, yes, it was something that set us up for future success, but I'm saying, like, it's I feel as if it's never been a point in time where the people before us said, oh yeah, we gotta save the earth for these niggas. But outside, see, of the hippies in the 70s.
Yeah, but see, it's you got to also realize, like, this pollution shit really didn't start until recently. And I say recently, and when I say recently, that's probably like in the last 100 years. This climate shit, this climate change shit.
I would say less than that, probably last Al Gore, what was that, like 23, so like 26, 27 years
that's
ago.
That's what I want to say,
It's very recent.
So it's one of those things where we finally... we're starting to see the effects now. Yeah. I'm sure that if they knew this shit was happening back in the day, they wouldn't have made as many coal factories. Or they would have been like, oh shit, damn, we probably should slow this production down. Or we maybe should try and use electricity or something, if they had the, you know, the means to do that. But now that we know the information, it's our job to, you know, try and, you know, save ourselves and our kids in the future.
Yeah.
Because... I think I seen a study. Well, you always see those goddamn ads or like videos saying, if we don't do this in the next 23 years, the whole world will lose this amount of water. And
that's
shit
what
like
I'm that. Saying. Like, that shit be pissing me off. But at the end of the day,
it's scary though.
It's scary, but it pisses me off because it's fear mongering. And, but
it's fear mongering to better society though.
But like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I wouldn't say I'm looking for the world to end, but I'm saying, like, I'm not scared of the world to end due to what I believe. And like Samad said, he thinks that the world about to end soon anyways. Mm-hmm. So that's what I be thinking, low-key. It is what it is. But let us know what y'all think in the comments.
Nigga, I don't want it to end. I don't want it to end when I'm here, nigga. That's the worst way to go. Everybody else gets to die peacefully. Everybody else gets to... Well, I ain't going to say everybody else, but people out there got to die peacefully, you know?
I was going
to
say,
because there's niggas in third world countries right now, as we speak, that's fucking dying right now.
Yeah.
In the worst way. Worst of ways. And granted, it's... I'm going in like a deeper little hole, but it's like, damn... It's kind of a blessing that we get to be even buried in caskets.
Yeah.
Just living in America. I want to be able to die in America happily. And I think that is my right since I was born in America, my nigga.
I feel you.
So let's try and allow us to die happily, you know?
And I feel like you can die happily in America and I can still have 12-minute jet flights.
No.
But let us know what y'all think in the comments. Million, you had something that you wanted to share with me.
So this is a crazy ass story that I heard, right?
Right.
And it's a news report. That shit is fucking wild. Imagine you have a terrible date, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the person says, you inflicted so much mental damage on me, I'm going to sue you. For $10,000, my nigga. For $10,000. So pretty much what happened was this lady, she was supposed to go on this date with this guy. I don't know if she actually did or if she didn't. But what happened was, so I'm going to say that they did. They did go on the date and he had to leave early on the date or something like that and ghost her afterwards, maybe. But pretty much he was just saying that, hey, my mom just passed recently and it's her birthday. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So he didn't go to the date. He ghosted her ass. He said, listen, my mom just passed away recently and I have to go to, it's her birthday. So, hey, fuck the date at this point.
Yeah.
That's probably what he said. And so now she's suing the nigga saying that you caused mental damage on me. $10,000. What do you think? Should she get that $10,000?
Nigga, no. You know how many people I've ghosted?
That's what I'm like, saying. Oh, man,
like, you know how many? You know, like, back in my day, I'd be like, you ain't never told, like, Dirty Mackin' is a thing, first of all.
Dirty Mackin'
is a real thing.
What's
like,
Dirty Mackin'?
Dirty Mackin' is like leading people on so that you can get what you want, or talking down on another person. So
that's what I thought Dirty Mackin' was, talking down on your homie.
Yeah, nah. But it's also like, you could be like, let me, like, perfect example. I seen this TikTok, and I could be wrong, but I think it was. I think it played like it plays into both. But I seen this TikTok where this girl was like, "My date. I went over to my date's house, and he was in the room for 30 minutes. Right? He said I'm going to the room. He's been in the room 30 minutes. And in part two, she was like, turns out whole time he was in the room waiting for her. He was just butt naked. So he used like he told her like, hey, we're gonna go out on a date. But in all actuality, he just invited her over. He got her over there and was butt naked in the whip.
That's terrible fucking game. That's
it worked, though.
He hit?
He hit.
I'm going to have to try that. No,
I'm playing. He hit.
I might have to try that.
But I could be wrong, though. But like I'm saying, like, well, all I'm saying is.
How much debt would you be in if women were allowed to ghost us? I mean, if women were allowed to sue us for ghosting. Let me re-ask that. How much, because I think that's going to be a clip. How much debt would you be in if women were allowed to sue you because you ghosted her?
Shit. How much per woman is the question? Like, what's the maximum penalty?
The max is $10,000. That's what she wants.
Shit. Did I beat?
Or
I was leaving?
If you beat, we'll say that's $15,000.
Shit.
If you beat and ghosted, that's $15,000.
Shit. Eh. I ain't even trying to sound like that guy. But I'd be in the 200s of thousands.
I feel it.
I'm pretty sure.
Even after beating? You ghost after beating?
Yeah, for sure. Ugh,
disgusting trick.
For sure. Yeah, I've definitely done that before. I can't even
count. I'm so disgusted in you right now.
I don't do that anymore. I'm changed. You know, I want to settle down. Mm-hmm. Be for one person. But in the past, did I beat and then not say shit afterwards? Yeah. Yeah.
Guilty.
Guilty. Maybe 500,000.
That nigga's going to be locked up. I ain't going to count. That nigga's going to be locked up. You're not getting that money from me.
But I still beat, though.
Because like, it's been a couple of females that I've either led on by even just saying, like, hey, you look cute. Let me get your number. And then I'll just be like, you know what? Never mind. Or it's just been like one of those things where it's like, fuck, I hit. It wasn't how I expected it to be. So I'm going to just leave you alone. Or like, oh, you're getting too attached. Let me just go ahead and remove myself. That's the things that I use to usually ghost a person over, you know. I'm not that guy either, honestly. It's been a minute. Nah, I ain't going to say it's been a minute since I ghosted. But
you know what? The fact that he goes to her actually makes me feel a little bit better.
Why?
Because I thought the nigga was just, like, so lame and the date was just so bad that she just said, I can't deal with this. Like, you owe me money. Like, I know you spent money on me. Mm-hmm. You took me to this nice restaurant and we had this great time doing whatever we did together. But, nigga, you're so whack that on top of you paying for all that shit, yeah, I'm going to need $10,000.
Yeah, that's fucking wild.
Dates aren't cheap,
that's
bro.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't even imagine the last time I've been on a date.
I went on a date last Saturday.
Okay.
I will call it a date.
Yeah.
I was like, but I could say I spent like.
All right, I'll break it down for you. So you went to the event.
Yeah, so we went to do spin art. That was $50.
Okay. And then Gas.
I'm sure
you picked her up.
50.
So you picked her up, and then when you when y'all went to the event from where you went,
we went to go do something else after that too. Okay. So we ate but we ate McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? We ain't eating nothing crazy.
Okay, so McDonald's got to get in there too.
Yeah, McDonald's was in there, and then so we did spin art, gas, McDonald's, and then we went to goddamn do an escape room.
Oh, okay. And that shit's like 40. Yeah. That shit's like 40.
No, it was like, because it was 30 a person.
Yeah.
Because it was like in a spin 40. Art. It was in a spin art package.
Okay.
So in total, like the spin art and the thing. So the spin art was 50 and that was 60. Mm. So that was like, what, 110, 120, 120.
Okay.
110.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only way that females could start suing us for these trash ass dates that y'all are having is if we're able to write this shit off.
Yeah. Nigga. Hold up. 110. And that's what, you know, what's crazy.
We need to be able to write this shit off.
You know what's
off,
crazy? Man. And I was thinking that shit. I was like, damn, bro. Like, I should really just record this whole thing. Like, and I was thinking that, like, if I really just recorded this whole thing, like us doing spin art, I could record us doing spin art, us in the us at the gas station, record us at McDonald's, and vlog the experience, us at the at the what was this shit at the escape room, and then we couldn't even get out that bitch, gang.
Damn, for real. It's, yeah, that bad.
It was that bad.
I would love to try it. I've always wondered, like,
I've never gotten out of one.
For real, I've never been. I've always been like, damn, I'm a genius, but. I'm sure it's like, damn, you really ain't that smart when you really get in that bit.
All right, let me finish this sentence, though. But I was thinking about recording all that shit and then, like, just posting, like, a little date vlog on TikTok and YouTube and then writing that shit off at the end of the year. But the escape room we went to is called Paranoia Quest, and we were in Professor E's, whatever. Like, you had to find the tickets from a mummy. Oh, wait, hold up. You were in Egypt. You had to find tickets to get away from the mummy. Otherwise, the Professor's Wise mummy are gonna come in the room and get you. Like, that was the theme of the thing. Shit, right? It was a non-linear escape room. So most escape rooms you go to, you follow a direct path to get to the exit, and it's only one way to follow. Mm. This specific room has 16 different ways to get to one path.
Oh, damn.
So, like, it's literally the hardest room. It was like, it had like a 15-20% success rate. Mm. So we were like close, but we wasn't close enough because you only had an hour. Mm. And it was niggas who got out that bitch in 20 minutes. Mm. But I feel like they probably did that bitch before.
I feel it. I genuinely don't remember the last time I've been able to, like, been on a real date with a woman. I just, as of recently, like, from my last couple of meetups with women, it's just been like, hey, come over to my crib. Let's watch a movie.
Dates are special.
Let's take a little sip. Yeah, I'm saying, like, I ain't finna go on. Not, the only reason why that I say dates
sick.
Are special.
That's like, okay, that sounded sick.
What?
Because you got to think about it.
You're not.
You're not. You're if not I didn't take special. You on a date, you're not
dates
special.
Dates are special. Damn. You're sick. Nigga, we can't put sick. This out. Because if we put this shit out, no females coming you're over sick. No more, nigga. You're sick. So you're saying you don't want to take me out on a date.
I told you you're sick.
You don't want to take me out on a date. I told you're sick. So you're telling me I'm not special. No, it's not that they're not special. It's just I'm broke. I'll say that. I'm
that might be the name of this pad. This pod.
It's what?
Dates are special. You're not.
No, chill. Yo, chill. Chill, 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 chill. I did not mean it like that. But dates are special enough to save. And it's just like, I don't think that I need to say. Honestly, I'm not in the mindset to get to the points where I want to date. I just want to, you know, vibe out. If I can feel a really nice vibe with you at the beginning, then it will be like, okay, now I can spend my hard-earned money on you. Ooh. That I barely have. We'll put that in there. That I barely have, I'll spend on you. That's what I will say.
Okay.
That's what I will say. So it's not that you're not special. It's just that, you know, I really don't have that excess of money. So coming over my spot, and I treat them right. The spot is always clean. You know, the spot is always clean. Shut up, Million. Shut up. 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 No, no, no. I'm about to really help you out. I'm really about to spin it back. Because dates don't always have to be spent with money. So, yes, actually, now that I think about it, the last date that I've been on, I went painting with a girl. So, we had wine, we drank, and we went painting in my crib. I bought canvases, I bought paint, and I bought the utensils to paint with. And we painted a picture together. Sipping on wine, listening to music. That's how I date.
That counts.
So, yes. So, now that if that counts, then all the other women that have came through, I have been on a date with them. So, yes, I've been on a date recently. It just may not have been the best, but I've been on a date recently.
Nah, I ain't no artsy ass nigga, bro. I'm gonna look for something fun. I ain't gonna count. 9 times out of 10, if I take you out, it's some shit that I've been wanting to do, and that hopefully you'll want to go do it too.
That's facts though.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go do that shit. Like, who the fuck wants to go spin art by themselves? Who the fuck wants to go to an escape room by themselves? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, but it's only really one person who I'd be like, all right, you trying to go do this shit with me? Because I ain't spending my money on nobody else.
Right, I feel so. It. I feel it.
But that whole topic, like, I thought that shit was bad, but I was scrolling through Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And this dude was like, he said, this nigga girlfriend really died in the car with another nigga. Wow. I wouldn't know how to feel for real. That's insane.
Hold on. Rewind. Say it again.
He said, this nigga girlfriend really died in the car with another nigga. Wow. I wouldn't know how to feel for real. That's insane. Like, are you sad or are you like,
wow?
Are you like, cause like,
I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. The amount of pettiness that I would be in, cause I've been hurt and I know how Hurt Million thinks. That nigga don't give a fuck. That nigga is actually feeling a lot better, saying, and that's what her ass fucking gets.
Yeah.
That's exactly what your ass gets. You went out and you cheated, and let this be known to every other female. I would be that nigga to let them know. Like, if you cheat on me, you might end up fucking dying. It's just like that. If you cheat on me, you might end up fucking dying. I ain't gonna say how. I ain't gonna say who did it. But you might end up dead. So please try it with that nigga. Honestly, God is amazing, bro.
That shit is sick.
I would feel so amazed, bro. I would feel so fucking good, bro.
I would have
my back.
I would have too many questions, bro. I'd be like, damn, like, so who was this nigga? Was she cheating? Was this really the homie? Let me see the messages. Can't get in the phone. God damn. Like, I have way too many questions. Just
you to... asking too much, bro. You asking too much. Just thank God that he helped you out, brother. He was letting you know, like, because, you know, when you get cheated on, you start thinking, like, first, damn, what's wrong with me? And, damn, how do I, should I take her back? She might be the one. She could maybe even change. But God just lets you know, nigga, she was not the one. And I took her from your life. I removed her from your life, and I really helped you.
Nah, I ain't gonna cap. I get angry though. If I ever get like cheated on like that, I ain't gonna cap. I'm one of them niggas. Y'all gonna kill me in the comments for this shit. But if my girl cheated on me, the first person I would be mad at would be the nigga.
You lame as fuck.
I'm one of them, bro. I ain't gonna cap. I'm being honest. I'm being honest. First person.
Even
I'm mad
if you
at
don't
him.
Know that nigga. That's stupid as hell.
But I'm thinking like we're here. Everybody, like, it's not nobody on this campus that don't know me.
That's
like,
cap, nigga. You're such a big headed ass nigga.
I'm not being big headed. And especially if you approach my girlfriend or my ex, you would know who I am. If you approach my ex, you would know who I was.
I guess. We'll say that's true.
So
go ahead.
That means you knew of us, so that means I gotta kill you.
That's not true all the
yes,
time,
it is.
Nigga. Cause think about it.
And then I'm mad at her afterwards.
There's freshmen that come in here too, bro. That's freshmen that come in here too.
Yeah, you're right.
So if they come in here, they don't know nothing about nothing, and this nigga just happens to peel your bit. Shit, it is what
nah,
it
if
is.
Nah, if a freshman peeled my bitch, then now I'm mad at her.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. So it's never, honestly, it's never that, unless I'm really cool with the nigga. Even if I even know the nigga, I just be like, damn, that's some grimy ass shit. Like, I can't believe you would do some shit like that. But like, if I really am rolling with this nigga, now we gotta fight. But would you go to the funeral though? Is the real question.
Sheesh. Can I speak?
Ooh.
Can I speak?
Ooh, this dog ass bitch.
It's dog. They gonna take the mic from my hands. I'm be like.
Start it off, brother. What would you say, brother?
I just like to think. Every one of y'all for showing up in attendance to be here for my cheating ass, low down, dirty ass, monkey ass, ex girlfriend.
Get the mic away from him.
Emphasis on ex, because I'm glad that bitch is dead.
I'm glad that bitch is dead.
Because you know how that's like five levels of hurt right there. Uh-huh. You hurt that she, first of all, it's the confusion hurt. You don't know why she was with that nigga. You don't know what it is, what she was that. That's hurt number one. Mm-hmm. Hurt number two is she was probably cheating. Mm-hmm. That's deep hurt. Mm-hmm. Hurt number now she dead.
Now she dead.
So you can't even go get your get back. Like, let's say like
you don't need to get back after that, bro. That's the ultimate get back. That bitch can't fuck no more. She can't fuck no more. What are we saying?
What's the fourth alert? Now you gotta go to her funeral and act like shit cool.
Yeah, that's
hug her mama and shit.
That's some real shit. I probably wouldn't go. Nah, if I did go though, this is what I would say. She was an amazing person, an amazing individual. I don't know. I would just be like,
karma's a bitch though, ain't it?
Ooh! Yeah, hell yeah. Karma's a bitch. That bitch had everything coming for her. She had everything coming for her.
Oh my God.
Take the mic. And to the nigga, I hope you died. No, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I can't. But honestly, I would have to be really in the mood. Like, I don't hold on to grudges for real like that.
You tripping.
It has to be right then and there. Like,
it's only. I don't hold on to grudges either. I be saying like I'm a angry ass nigga, but really I don't be giving a fuck. I just be angry in the moment.
Yeah, I just be angry in the moment, and my moment passes away like this, and then it's an instant moment of regret after that because I just hurt their feelings or I said something that I shouldn't have. That's how I am. But honestly, I can't imagine me going off on nobody at no funeral. That's just too fucked up.
Shit, it'll me. Make
for a great story, though. Might have to do it, my boy. Did you see? Might have to try
did
that,
you see
my
that,
boy.
No, did you see that TikTok? Where it was like this autistic kid. And they get an autistic kid to mic
it. I saw that shit, nigga. That shit was crazy.
That shit was funny. He was like, Uncle Randy was a thief.
Which is crazy as hell, but nobody could say shit because it was like he's autistic.
Damn, like, yeah, what right. I'm supposed to do about that?
But, that kind of leads into what I was trying, what I was saying earlier on TikTok today. And honestly, I felt so bad for this nigga, bro. So he went into the hospital. He's been married to his woman for about 28 years. So he went into the hospital because he needed help with his back. So they gave him back surgery and shit. Apparently, they put his ass to sleep. I can't imagine them putting him to sleep for over like a couple of hours or so. Nigga wakes up. His wife is gone. Along with his house. Because that bitch sold it. And she is with another nigga. After 28 years, my
what I think he was saying though was, now correct me if I was wrong, but like they probably put like you know you have to go into a medically induced coma for that shit, right?
Yeah.
So it's probably like they didn't wake him up with it. It was probably a week or two he was out.
A medically for.
But it was back surgery though. That's what. But I'm like, saying, but bro. Like a couple of hours isn't long enough.
She was planning
to
on
sell
it.
A
but
house.
Regardless, even if it was a week, she had to have been planning on it. Yeah. There's nothing that you don't fall in love with a nigga that fast within a week to sell.
Oh no, she was
and
definitely
fuck
cheating.
Up your whole life.
She was definitely cheating.
That's what sure. I'm saying.
For sure. For sure.
And that's what I'm saying. It's just like shit, man. 28 years. If 28 years can't hold us together, then shit. What the fuck are we doing, bro? Like, what the fuck are relationships here for? And I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and it's just like shit. Honestly, I would be okay with being single for the rest of my life. Like, on some real shit, I just would have to have kids with me. That's about it. Like, I'm cool
now
being
that,
single.
And I kind of realized that because, like, well, I wouldn't say I'd be cool, but, like, at least I can't, because I can't say I'd be cool with it right now. But I definitely feel like, I don't want to say kids are the answer to depression, but I was, like, really sad on Sunday and Monday because of a specific situation that happened. Mm-hmm. Not right after the day, but the day after the day, right? Some hurtful words were exchanged. And I had went home and I was like, I was noticeably like distraught. Mm-hmm. My mom was like, what's wrong? Like, and I don't tell my mom my relationship issues just in case like me and that girl get back together. Mm-hmm. And she might be on strike 10 with me, but you can't be on strike 3 with my mom because at the end of the day, once a bad taste, you know, you can't,
yeah,
like, I can forgive
it.
You.
Nah,
parents
it.
Can't
yeah,
forgive.
I get it. I get it.
So I don't really like telling my mom nothing. But my niece kind of sensed that I was sad. So, like, I was like, Mom, nothing wrong. I went to my room, right? My sister puts my niece to bed. My niece waits for my sister to leave, and my room is right next to hers. She comes in my room, and she lays on my chest, and she said, "It's gonna be okay, Uncle Trey." Mm-hmm. And she asked if she could sleep with me, and she slept, and she fell asleep on my chest, and that was probably the happiest moment of my life. And my niece always sleeps on my chest, but that was just like, wow, like.
See, you was thinking about how they could bring you joy. I was just thinking of. You're gonna be tailored to me for the next 18 years. So, hey, that's a guaranteed 18 years that you will be spending with me, regardless, because we have kids. But damn, that's a beautiful way to think about it, also.
Yeah, like,
and it's like, shit, kids. Once I have them, I don't necessarily. That doesn't mean that you're gonna be alone when you have kids.
Yeah, and then I feel like, because I said all that to say, like, I feel like a kid's love is like probably the most genuine love there is.
Yeah.
Like, kids have no ulterior motive. Kids don't even know what money is. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Kids don't love you because you buy them shit. They love you because they love what you, like, they love you.
Debatable.
Well,
debatable.
I mean, four-year-olds. My niece is four.
Debatable, but I just found it really crazy that, like, 28 years just could not hold them together, bro. Like, I just couldn't get over that. Like, you know how much shit you had to have gone through? You're 28 years and you just leave this nigga all of a sudden, bro. Like, it couldn't be me, bro. Like, I would be. And then what people don't understand is once you spend this amount of time with somebody, you develop, like, damn near a whole different personality because of this person. You've been with this person so much that you've taken in so much from them. Y'all have mixed. Y'all damn near became one. That's why they say when you get married, you are one. You know?
Yeah.
It's because you genuinely do become one damn near. So for you to just leave, it's like you're taking the half of that person, bro. And that man just seemed like he was so hurt after that shit. And I couldn't imagine that being me, bro. And it won't be, because I'm not getting married.
Nigga said, couldn't be me, though. That nigga said, I feel bad for you, OG, but couldn't be me, though. That shit crazy, though. And my opinion on it is, I feel like, because I want to be married. To a specific person. I ain't want to marry nobody. Mm-hmm. So I want to be married to a specific person. If that person were to do some shit like that to me, I'd be like, bro, what the fuck?
And that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Because my boy Sharif said it. He said, when you find that person that you want to be with, don't fuck it up because they're going to want to be with you too. And that's what he did. He found his wife and he got me like instant. Like, so I feel like that's how it's supposed to be.
It sounds good, but nigga, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Have you seen the study that says that 50% of marriages end in divorce?
No, I mean, there's only two ways for them to end.
Right, but 50% of them hoes.
That makes sense.
Right, exactly. But what I'm saying is, shit.
It's only two ways for marriages to end.
That's too big of a number, nigga.
But you got to think about it. That's consistency. Nigga, it's only two ways. Because it's only two ways for marriages to end.
That's too big of a number.
It's death. Or divorce. It's only two.
Too big of a number.
Bro. It's not, because you got to think about, a lot of marriages are arranged. Not saying a lot, but you know what I'm saying? We still have arranged marriages around. We still have drunk nights at Vegas marriages around. We still have, I married you when I was 16 years old marriages. Like, it's not like a lot of marriages are culture. You got to think about it. It's some people who just marry to marry people.
I guess, bro.
Some women be running goddamn marriage scams. Green card marriages. It's a whole TV show about green card marriages.
While we talk about, like, this cheating shit, bro, like, would you even want to know? Like, if I was into, like, a whole relationship with somebody for 28 years, I don't even think I would want to know that she's cheating on me. Like, you could keep that shit to yourself. I think that's the most respectful thing that you could do while you're cheating, is not let that person know. Why would you let that person know, bro?
Let them know that you're... Nigga. Nigga, what?
She let that nigga know.
She didn't let that nigga know. She left him.
Yes, she let that nigga
know. That's more respectful than just... That's more than sneaking and geeking.
I don't want to know. Because... You'd rather somebody for 28 years, that means that they bring me happiness, right?
Okay.
So, I'm already in... Like, just imagine being happy for 28 years. Damn near bliss. It don't matter. We might argue, but I know deep down inside, I'm locked in with you. Do not break down that heaven, bro. Do not bring me to hell. I'm not going to feel any better even after 14 years. Because I'm going to still be thinking like, damn, that time I was in heaven, though. That's fucked up. Don't shatter my dreams like that.
It's not. I don't know. I can't say that because I think like that. I ain't gonna cap. But I'd rather you just say fuck. Because it's always somebody else. They might not be perfect, but it's someone else.
That's bullshit, bro. That's bullshit.
Nobody's perfect.
I can't find him. Nah, I'm playing.
Because
I can't find him.
I can't find
him, nigga.
I think I found
him. Because I haven't found. You found somebody else?
Found somebody else? No. I found somebody.
Oh, that's what I said. That's what I said. I can't find somebody else. Like, shit.
Oh, I feel you.
Hey, speaking of, we really need to go ahead and get this goddamn X talk back, bro. I mean, jeez. Get this X talk going, bro.
Shit, okay.
Yeah. If my ex can answer me. Ah, bro, she refuses to answer, bro. I haven't even called.
Damn.
I haven't even called, bro.
I ain't even try hitting her up on my personal page, but I'm just like, it's pointless.
Yeah.
She knows me. Who? But, Shadi.
Who? Mine?
Yeah. Not knows me, but she, like, it's no way that she doesn't know that we do this.
Yeah. You think so?
I think so. I could try.
I wonder what would happen if I called her right now.
Let's see.
I don't even have her phone number. I got Instagram. We'll see.
If I call mine right now, she'll pick up.
And that's what I'm saying, because y'all still like each other. I'm trying to tell y'all, I know when somebody's completely down with somebody. Yo, if she picks up, I gotta walk away.
I gotta walk away.
Y'all ain't finna see me cry on camera, bro.
This nigga's heart is pounding.
Chill out. This nigga's heart is pounding. I'm gonna give it two more rings. That's a wrap, man.
But you know what's crazy? Yo. I've been there too, though. We have the craziest thing you be having to do, bro, is when you be having to call somebody off goddamn Instagram, dog.
Yes, like, I hate
that shit.
Hey, I'm
out of
everything.
You want to know the most down bad thing I ever did for my ex?
What?
I don't know why I'm exposing myself. We gonna end the pod after this. I was hitting her up on GroupMe, dog. I was hitting her ass up on GroupMe, dog.
No cap. I feel it, though. Like, damn, you got me blocked on everything else. Let me figure out all these different avenues that I can get.
I said it's somewhere, bro.
Hey, man. You right. You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying. I feel it. And I ain't mad at her no more. Like, I genuinely don't feel no type of way for her. No, I still love her. You know? I still have love for her. But it's like, damn. She cut me off. And I have no choice but to adapt to that.
Yeah.
So I ain't mad at it. I just wish that we could get this great-ass content in.
Yeah.
Because once she gets in here, oh, nigga. I'm going to act a fool. We'll see, though. It depends. We'll see, man. Y'all let us know if y'all would want to see that. A conversation with our exes. I really want to get
that's
that.
That's a dope idea. That,
bro, I think that's going to be a banger.
I feel like that's a great idea.
I'm telling you. That's going to be a banger, bro.
But then again, But then again, we are listening to millions. It's deeper than the podcast, and you just sat down with us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Listening to Millions, on TikTok at Listening to Millions. And we have a Twitter. It's L2M Podcast. If y'all start following us, we'll start posting on there.
Yeah, for sure. Also, do not forget about this giveaway that we're doing. We are currently at 240-something. We're halfway there. And I promise you, at this point, we're gonna make it 200. We can make it 200 because we've been moving. People have been rocking with it.
Yeah,
get us to 500 subscribers, please, and we will give you $200. Are we committed on that right
committed.
Now? We're committed.
Not all of you though.
$200.
One lucky subscriber.
Ooh, we keep saying that. Or we could give two lucky subscribers
$100.
$100. Yeah, y'all let us know. Y'all let us know how y'all want us to do it, and then we'll make a video on it. But like he said, this is L2M. Peace.